This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد الموت death. The only undeniable fact that we are aware of, that we have in common within our belief system with every living human being on the planet. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, the hadith narrated by Ibn Hibban, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Increase the amount of times that you remind yourselves of that fact that makes it difficult to have small joys. هَادِي مِنْ لِذَّاتِ. اللَّذَّاتِ is when you find pleasure. Something that takes away that ability to enjoy pleasure. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever someone asked him, عِذْنِي يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, give me some advice, he would answer radiallahu anhu, كَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَاعِظًا. You don't need anyone to give you reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just remind yourself of the fact that you're going to pass. فَإِنَّهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ يُقَالُ مَاتَ فُلَانُ وَمَاتَ فُلَانُ وَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ الَّذِي يَأْتِي فِيهِ فَيُقَالُ مَاتَ عُمَرُ لَقَرِيبٌ. And he would say every day, they say, Fulan passed and Fulan passed, and you know, you get those obituaries and a notification by some friend or an email or something of somebody passing away. And the day when it'll be you on that, it's close enough, it's near enough. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri radiallahu anhu used to say, إِنَّمَا يَبْنَ آدَمَ أَنْتَ أَيَّامَ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمُكَ ذَهَبَ بَعْضُكَ وَيُوشِكُ إِذَا ذَهَبَ الْبَعْضُ أَنْ يَذْهَبَ الْكُلُّ. He would say, indeed, O son of Adam, you are only a number of days. You're just a little bit of time. That's the only way, that's the, you know, the perfect measurement tool to actually figure us out as creatures. You're just a few days. When one day is gone, a fraction of you is gone. And if a piece of you is gone, it's only a matter of time before all of you is gone. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, the known Sahabi, on the minbar in Dimashq, once gave a khutbah and he said, إِنَّ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ كَانُوا يَجْمَعُونَ كَثِيرًا وَيَبْنُونَ مَشِيدًا وَيَأْمَلُونَ بَعِيدًا فَصَارَ جَمْعُهُمْ بُورًا وَبُنْيَانُهُمْ قُبُورًا وَأَمَلُهُمْ غُرُورًا. Indeed, those before you, they used to gather quite a lot. And they used to build very high. And they used to hope very far. Now all that they gathered is gone. And all that they built are graves. And all that they hoped for turned out to be an illusion. Radiallahu anhu wa Allah. قُلُوا سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. Indeed, he is the one who takes your lives at night. And he knows what you are doing during the day. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتَ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the lives of people when they go to sleep. When they die. And those who don't die on a certain day, he takes their spirits to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they sleep. And when you sleep, he has a spirit. Either he keeps it, فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ, the ones that he has decreed that they will die, he'll keep the spirit with them. And those he did not decree yet, he'll send them back for whatever time that they have left on earth. Basically, we die every day. This fear that we have from death is interesting because you die every single day. Actually, if you don't allow yourself to die this short amount of time death, you'll actually fully die. Your body does not have the ability to keep on going. Insomnia is only bearable for so long before your system's completely shut down you're not able to live anymore. But we die every day. Every man before you, every human being before you died, and every human being living today will die. Every human being that will ever come until Yawm al-Qiyamah will die. So there's really nothing special about it. There's nothing interesting. There's nothing about me that my death is going to be special and different than everyone else, and my lifespan is going to be different than everyone living around me. It's really not. Everyone went through this. There's nothing different about it. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Indeed, every soul is going to taste death. And the end game of all of this, really the conclusion of all of it, is that you're going to be given in detail, in full, all of your rewards, Yawm al-Qiyamah. So if you're lucky enough to have yourself moved away, just moved away from Jahannam, and have the opportunity to be entered Jannah, then you have won. Then Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're the biggest winner there is. And the life of dunya is just an illusion. It's just there to shine and distract you. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْشَرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Indeed, every soul will taste death. And you're being tested with evil and good in this life. But you'll all come back to us. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Every nafs is going to taste death. And you'll all come back to us again at the end. SubhanAllah. He says, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ to the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and he is the most beloved of all creatures to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ. You are going to die, and they are going to die as well. See, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in the midst of his struggle with Quraysh, 10 years of it, not making much progress, not many of the leaders actually believing in what he brought, alayhi salatu wasalam, not being offered the opportunity to spread his message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't worry, you're going to die. It was as if it was a comforting, it's a comforting concept. It's there to comfort you. It's there to make you feel better. You're going to die, and so are they. They're not going to live forever. They're not going to somehow go under the radar and keep on going and never be held accountable for what they did. You're all going to die, and then you'll come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you'll be able to plead your cases. You can get what is yours. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Wherever you are, death will find you. Even if you are in the highest and largest and biggest of castles, you will be found. Now, the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses that wording in the verse is because it's as if to say, you don't need a reason. I mean, it's not based on there being some causality of trauma in order for someone to die. So if you are isolated somewhere and you are well protected, that somehow you're going to live forever. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you protect yourself with, putting yourself in a castle and closing all the doors and making sure. It doesn't make a difference. There's nothing that keeps death out. When it's time for it, it's time for it. There's an ethel. In the Qasas of Bani Israel, and the Prophet ﷺ told us, you can tell the stories from Israeliyat if you want to. Don't use them for fiqh and for actual evidence because they don't have the strong authenticity to do so. But this story is for Sayyidina Idris ﷺ. Idris ﷺ, as he was, he lived a life that was very fruitful. He was awwal man khatta bil qalami wa awwal man jahada fi sabilillah. He was the first person to actually document, the first person to ride a horse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the malaika who spoke to him told him one day, you do so well, why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you an extension on your life? Why don't you kind of give yourself a bit more time? So Idris said, all right, that sounds a good idea, but you have to take me up to the heavens so I can do this. I can't do it from here. So he rides this angel, and he takes him up to the first and second and third sky, and they're looking for Malakul Maut to speak to him if maybe he can get an extension, and they run into Malak al-Maut. They're looking and they find him in the third sky. And they say, perfect Malak al-Maut, we wanted to ask you something. So the Malak al-Maut says, who's with you? So Malak al-Maut says, so the other angel says, ma'i Nabiyullah Idris, I have the Prophet of Allah Idris. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ أَرْسَلَنِي رَبِّي أَنْ اِقْبِضْ رُوحَ عَبْدِكَ إِدْرِيسِ فِي السَّمَاءِ الثَّالِثَ فَقُلْتُ كَيْفَ أَصْنَعُ هَذَا هُوَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Malik al-Maut says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to take the spirit and the soul of Idris, and he told me, go to the third sky to do it. And I said, how am I going to take him from the third sky? He's living on earth. And he was up there. فَقُبِضَ إِدْرِيسَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Hadith, this narration is in Isra'iliyat. يقول سبحانه وتعالى نحن قدرنا بينكم الموت وما نحن بمسبوقين. Indeed, we are the ones who decreed and measured, immeasurably judged that you will all die. And no one's going to be quicker than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in taking you when it's your time. This is the qadr of Allah. This is the destiny that we all are working towards. This is how he put it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, into motion. By the way, Every attempt of the human beings to imagine a life of infinite life for us has been a failure. Even those who believe at some point we're going to be able to regenerate and live forever, right? When they write their novels and they talk about the paradigm of what that would look like, it's a complete failure. They cannot come up with a scenario where human beings can live forever happily. Every single science fiction book that's been written that talks about people that live forever ends with people realizing that they should die, and then they die. Everyone that's been written so far. And I'm interested in this stuff because the human being hates facts. Human beings hate certain facts. They don't like them. So those who don't have a reason to accept what is real will try to think outside of those boxes. And they've tried. Literally, we are not programmed to be able to understand living forever. It's just not a part of who we are. That's why when I tell you, or when you hear that you're going to be in Jannah, khalidina fiha, you're going to be there forever, it's a thought that is almost impossible to imagine. Okay, and then what? I'm in Jannah, then what? You're going to live. Okay, after that, and then what? You live more. And then what? Yes, what's the end of this? There's no end. But you and I aren't programmed that way. To understand something that doesn't end, we just can't do it. So why is it that we're so surprised that this is going to end? If we literally cannot imagine it going forever anyway. So I'll end with this. Oh my gosh, I'm already very late. Okay, I'll leave this story for tomorrow. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu fiikum.